Free. Patty Smyth, I don't know if you remember Patty Smyth, recently has released her first solo album since 1992.
I remember well enough to know I almost said the wrong name a little while
ago. Yeah, I don't know how you can I don't know how you can confuse the two.
It's because it's one letter off and it's pronounced differently.
Yeah, I know, but like, you know, Patti Smith is like, you know, an historically significant artist. And not to say Patti Smyth isn't, but you know, Patti Smyth is like, my God, that would be another great interview to get. We get Patti Smith.
I don't even know who's who.
Clearly, you don't know who's who. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Patti Smyth has got a brand new album out. It's called It's About Time, and she's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Patty. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very, very, very good. First of all, congratulations on your new album, the first one in, what is it, 28 years, 30 years, literally forever?
I think it's 28. It's like maybe 104 years. I don't know. A long-ass time.
28 years, and you feel like you still got it, huh?
Oh, I got it, and then some. Yeah. There's something to be said for, like, you know, taking a break from something, because you come at it with a whole new level of, like, woo!
I actually heard the album yesterday, and I thought, it sounds like you haven't skipped a beat. You sound just like the Patti Smyth I remember from 30 years ago.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I've hoped to evolve some, but, you know, I still at least, I mean, what I've heard a lot is, your voice sounds young, so that's good, you know.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, 28 years to come out with an album, but that doesn't mean 28 years of not singing. Did you stay in tune?
Well, I toured for, 13 or 14 years. Like, I was touring every summer. I had the same band. And I was going in and trying to make records with various, unknown producers. Like, I kept going in and thinking, trying to kind of go under the radar and, like, oh, let me see if this guy can help me. And it never worked out. You know, it cost me some money, but it never worked out. So, finally, I just went to Dan Huff, that guy in Nashville, who is an old friend, who is a big, you know, a big producer down there. And I'm like, look, I just want to make an EP. You're a rock dude. Because he had a rock band and was a great guitar player. And that's how it happened. So I just found the right guy finally, you know. And I had the right batch of songs. It started with that song Drive. I felt like that was, you know, where I needed to begin.
Yeah, I was looking at Wikipedia, and I found something here that really interesting. I never heard this before. First of all, you were friends with Eddie Van Halen, but they had asked you to join the band when David Lee Roth left.
You didn't hear that story when Eddie died? It was all over the place.
Eddie died.
Yeah, where were you? I mean, Jesus, it was everywhere. I couldn't get away from it. But I understand why you hadn't heard of it before. But the weird thing that was happening was I was. People were asking me about it right before he died. I did not know he was sick. You know, I haven't really talked to him that much. I saw him like 8 years ago. So it came up again. People were asking, did he ask you to join the band? And I'm like, yes, he did. But then he said he didn't want Sammy to look like he was second choice. So I never talked about it. And then he died, which was so sad and so tragic. And then it all came back up again. Everyone was giving me their condolence. I'm like, I think his son and his wives, you know, need, his ex-wife and his wife need condolences way more than me, although I loved him to death. And yes, he asked me, but I was 8 months pregnant.
And you're going to use that? And
the timing was slightly off.
And that's some sort of excuse, Patty? I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the other thing,
I'm a diehard New Yorker, and I now own a, you know, spend half my time in L.A. But like at that point, I was like, there is no way I'll ever move to New. You know how they are. That is, you know, I was like grounded in my East Coast roots. So
now I read something, and maybe you can clarify this or not about that whole experience. I read somewhere that even though Eddie really did want you in the band, and he was very serious about it, there was a part of him that was very worried about how his wife Valerie Bertinelli would feel about that.
No, Valerie and I were friends. That's how he came to my show. That's how he discovered me. She was like, you're coming to see this band I like called Scandal. And so she was definitely, I mean, I think later what happened, something came up where, you know, like I think she might have thought that we had, this was way after I wasn't in the band, you know, I mean, because Look, Eddie struggled with drinking, you know, and we had conversations over the years. I don't drink, and I was trying to help him with that, and we remained friends. And so we were, you know, we talked a lot. So I think there was a second there where she was worried. But she, I mean, I read something recently where she, because she and I spoke about it long before he died. I ran into her, and I was like, listen, you know, like, we were friends, and I just was trying to help him out. And so I think maybe that's what you heard, something where, like, there was a minute there where she was worried. But no, she was totally into me doing it. I mean, his brother might have had some objections.
Maybe. But, you know, what is amazing about your career, so, you know, here you are 28 years later, but for the last 23 years, you have been not just married to John McEnroe, happily married to John McEnroe. And I think some people might be surprised by that, but I think what people may not realize is the John McEnroe, the tennis player, is not like the John McEnroe, the guy. Those are like two separate parts of John McEnroe. Would that be accurate to say?
First of all, you left out a key component of these last, and I've been with him 25, but married for 23. We have 6 kids too, so add that into the pot, okay?
Wow.
So fuck being married for like 23 or 6 kids. That, I mean, if that doesn't crush your marriage and everything else, I don't know what does. Okay. I mean, you got to hold tight. But the truth is I thought of this recently. I thought, you know, I married a bad boy who's a good man. And that's the way that I sum him up. You know, he's a kid. He's like young at heart, and it's so, yes. You know, people really judge him for yelling at umpires. I'm telling you, if I played tennis, I would have been punching umpires. It's so frustrating, that game, you know, like, and they get to decide, and you can't tell me that some of those linemen aren't like ADD and. Like, could you stare at a line like nonstop, like every second of every match? No.
No, of course not.
So he was. And now with the Mac Cam, you know where they have that the thing that beeps? It turns out the players are right 80% of the time. Well, I would have been just like him, I think. We're very much alike.
What did you call the camera, though?
The Mac Cam.
They used to call it the Mac Cam when it beeped. You know, the line thing would beep to tell you it was out. Like, when it was first invented, which, by the way, was probably when John and I were together in the 90s, at some point in the 90s, and they called it the Mac Cam. I don't know what they call it now. They probably call it Hawkeye now, because, you know, they don't want to give John too much. He's still an outsider in a way.
So they did name it after him, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was just to keep him quiet.
I think he probably questioned more calls than any living tennis player, right?
Yeah, more than likely. But and as you said, he was probably right more often.
Yeah, I think he was on it. Most of them are. Tennis players know their angles, and, you know, they're doing it all the time. But anyway.
This is Patty Smyth on the phone. Now, you talk about, you know, 6 kids. You both came into this relationship with kids from previous relationships. I mean, he was married to Tatum O'Neill. You were married for a time with Richard Hell, who that guy's a story all on his own. You guys had children together, though, right?
We have 2 daughters together.
Right.
So, yeah, I had 1, he had 3, and then we had 2 more. And then, you know, and we wound up having his kids, like, most of the time. That's just the way that it turned out. And for a while they were going back and forth, and that's very difficult on everybody. But I mean, you know, it was funny. It was hilarious, but it was hard. You know, we, like, when our last kid went off to college, she's a senior now. Like, you know, a lot of my friends were like, oh, God, I don't know. And John was like, woo, you know, so happy. And I'm like, well, this will be the first time we're alone. We've never been without kids. So it's been kind of awesome.
Now, wow. did Richard Hell ever play tennis?
I think he does play tennis. I kind of forget, because I was not married to him for very long, I'm going to be honest. And that was a long time ago. But I sort of... I know my daughter has told me that he plays like on the Lower East Side. There's some public courts down there, and he likes to hit the ball. He can play tennis.
What could possibly go wrong spending a couple of years with a guy named Dick Hell?
I know. Why didn't he legally change his name so that my daughter's name could be Ruby Hell, which is such a good name?
That'd be so much better. So much better. Yeah. Well, the album is really, really good. It's about time. It's 28 years in the making. Patty Smyth, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey. Hey, thank you. It was great, guys.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Patty.
Patty Smyth with Bax and O'Brien of the Mayflower Marathon, Rock 102.
It's about time.
It is about time.
That's the name of the record.
Thanks, Patty.
Take care.